Good morning, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，有人说早安。
Thank the Lord, there are some who have said good morning.
实在能够聚在主的面前，心中非常喜乐。
My heart is very happy to gather with brothers and sisters.
每次想到我们在这样的好的环境里头。
Every time I think about how we are in such a great environment.
在完全自由，没有人控制的环境里头。
In an environment where we have entire freedom and we're not restrained by anyone.
这么舒服的椅子，这么舒服的空调里头聚会。
In comfortable chairs and a comfortable room.
心中真是充满了感恩。
My heart is so full of thanksgiving.
如果我们知道，还在世界各地有多少人，他们想聚会，却不能聚会。
Because we know that in this world there are so many people who want to gather and meet but cannot.
他们想聚会，他们心中却充满了害怕。
And even though they want to meet, their hearts are filled with fear.
他们聚会的时候，那个条件，那个环境是何等的艰难。
And in order for them to meet, it is very difficult.
所以我们盼望弟兄姊妹们能够因此受激励。
So I hope that brothers and sisters will be mutually encouraged.
我们要知道主今天恩待我们，不是我们特别好。
And that the Lord has given us grace, not because we are good.
我们一点都没有比别人好。
We are not better than anyone else.
那是他的恩典。
But because of his grace.
但他恩待我们，是叫我们能够去恩待别人。
And so because of his grace to us, we are able to give grace to others.
让我们能够追求得更好。
So that we can pursue even better.
我们能够成为各地弟兄姊妹的祝福。
And that we can become blessings to brothers and sisters all over.
这是我们应当从主的恩典中有一点的思想的。
And so this is a little bit of thought in his grace.
今天早晨我要跟弟兄姊妹交通西岸特会。
So this morning I'd like to share with brothers and sisters regarding the West Coast Christian Conference.
当教会有一个大的行动的时候。
As the church has a great movement.
我们需要一同在这里有一点的交通。
We need to have some fellowship.
就像以色列人当他们一起要有行动的时候。
Just like the Israelites as they were moving forward together.
他们的祭司们就去吹号角。
All of the priests blew the horns.
像上个月我们一起传福音。
Just like last month when we shared the gospel.
我们就借着弟兄们就吹这个福音的号筒。
So through our brothers, we together blew the trumpets of salvation.
我们都知道西岸特会很快就到了。
We know that this conference, West Coast Christian Conference, is coming soon.
我们每隔三四年，主就给我们一个机会，能够来服侍这个特会。
Every 3 to 4 years, the Lord gives us this opportunity to serve at this conference.
这是比福音聚会更大、更重要的一个行动。
It's even greater and more important than the gospel meetings.
我们需要整个身体一起来行动。
And we need to move together as a body.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
在说我们在这里交通的话语都不是让你听到的。
I'd like to say that for you to listen to these words is not just to hear preaching.
希望在我们里边能够产生一个激励。
That within us this would be an encouragement.
真的成为主对我们的呼召。
That this would truly be God's calling to us.
如果我们所听的不能变成行动的话。
If what we hear cannot become action.
那我们听的也是枉然。
Then we listen in vain.
我们可能听了以后还被主定罪。
After we hear, we may even be condemned by the Lord.
主让我们听见一些的话语。
The Lord allows us to hear His words.
都有他的目的。
All for His purpose.
今天谁能够接受他的呼召？
So today, who can receive His calling?
谁能够进入他的旨意？
And enter into His purpose.
决定权却是在我们。
And so the decision lies within us.
因为我们的主是这样有恩典。
Our God is so full of grace.
他是这样的柔和。
And so gentle.
他一点都不强迫我们。
He will not force us.
但因为这个缘故，
But for this reason,
可能我们就漏掉了很多的福气。
We may fall short or lose out on many blessings.
我们再看看地上的人。
And so we see the people of this earth.
他们有的人为很多的东西非常的拼的。
They pursue after so many things.
其实这些很多都是不得已的。
Many things they have no other option.
但是他们有一些的好处。
But it does have some benefits.
很实际的好处。
And some very practical benefits.
有加薪。
For this, their families.
有加薪水。
To increase their salary.
有升级。
And for promotion.
所以很能够激发他们为公司卖命。
And so this causes them to be more ambitious for their companies.
在神的教会里边。
But in God's church.
好像我们 做不做都有恩典。
Whether you do or don't do, we all receive grace.
我们也没有什么薪水啊，没有什么升等啊。
You don't receive a salary or a position.
我们就觉得说，那我就在里面混混吧。
And so you say, oh, then I'll just stick around inside of it.
反正该来聚会我就来聚会。
So when it's time for the meeting, I'll come to the meeting.
但是若即若离。
But whether here or not,
没有全心的投入。
If you do not put all your heart into it,
这个绝对不能满足神的心。
Then this cannot please the heart of our Lord.
我相信我们每一个有目的感的人，
I feel that all of us who have a purpose or the sense of purpose,
也绝对不会满足我们这样的追求，这样的聚会。
This also cannot satisfy our desire in pursuing in the meetings.
今天可能我们中间也有一些粗心的弟兄姊妹在。
Perhaps there are some believers who are new believers among us.
盼望你们也能够听得懂。
I hope that you can also understand.
你在地上怎样为着一个目的摆上自己。
That on this earth that you would place yourself, that you would strive for a particular goal.
蒙恩得救以后，也应当为一个更大、更高、更永远的目的摆上自己。
That after you are saved, that you would be able to put yourself, place yourself for a greater purpose.
我们来先读几处圣经。
Let's read some passages of scripture first.
首先，我们来读《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's first look at the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2.
第四十二节。
Verse 42.
《使徒行传》四章，哎，二章四十二节。
Acts 2:42。
《使徒行传》二章四十二节，我们这样中文读一次，英文读一次，好不好
？We'll read once in Chinese and once in English.
好，中文先来。都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接。擘饼祈祷。
They were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
第二处我们来读《使徒行传》十一章。
Next, Acts chapter 11.
使徒行传十一章。
Acts 11.
我们从二十五读到二十六。
From 25 to 26.
行传十一章二十五节到二十六节。
Acts 11:25 to 26.
好，每次中文一次，英文一次，来。
Chinese first.
他又往大树去找扫罗，找着了，就带他到安提亚去。他们足有一年的功夫，和教会一同聚集，教训了许多人，门徒称为基督徒，是从安提阿起手。
And he left for Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. And for an entire year they met with the church and taught considerable numbers, and the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch.
再来读以弗所书第四章十一到十六节。
And next, let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 to 16.
以弗所书四章十一到十六节。
Ephesians 4:11 to 16.
这一次我们大家一起来练。
Let's read together.
以弗所书四章十一节。
Ephesians 4:11.
好，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职。建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连与元首基督，全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。我们再读出埃及记。
NextLet's also turn to the book of Exodus.
二十五章
Chapter 25.
二十五章我们读三十一 36跟37。
We will read verse 31, then 36 and 37.
出埃及记二十五章三十一、三六、三七。
Exodus chapter 25, verse 31, 36 and 37.
好，我们也是一起练。
Together.
来，要用金金做一个灯台，灯台的座和杆与杯、球花都要接连一块垂出来。三十六。
36.
球和枝子要接连一块，都是一块晶晶垂出来的，要做灯台的七个灯盏，祭司要点这灯，使灯光对照。好，最后我们读提摩太后书第一章。
Lastly, 2 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太后书第一章十二到十四节。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12 to 14.
我们中文读一次，英文读一次。
Chinese first, then English.
提摩太后书一章十二节，我们一起来。为这缘故，我也受这些苦难，然而我不以为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的，直到那日。你从我听的那纯正话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心，常常守着从前所交托你的善道。你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵，牢牢地守着。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12 to 14. For this reason I also suffer these things, but I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day. Retain the standard of sound words which you have heard from me in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Guard through the Holy Spirit who dwells in us the treasure which has been entrusted to you.
在十一节十二节的后面啊，本来是讲说深信他能保全我所交付他的，但是呢还有小字说呢，或作他所交托我的。
The second part of verse 12 says that I am convinced he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day, or what he has entrusted to us.
啊，我们圣经就暂时读到这里。
We will read up to here for our scriptures.
我们今天在地上有很多种人。
On earth today, there are many different types of people.
我们就称它叫什么族，什么族。
We call them this group or that group.
这些称呼都是代表他们的某一种的特点。
All of these names, describe a particular characteristic.
有这个上班族，有飙车族。
There are those who are, career-minded or those who speed along.
上班的是
career group，
就是那些工作的啊。
Those who work
我不知道美国有没有飙车族。
I don't know in America are there those who speed or race？
台湾很多年轻人喜欢飙车。
In Taiwan, there are many young people who like to race.
他们都跑到那个高速公路啊，然后呢用那个摩托车这样子开到极快。
They go on the freeway and they race their motorcycles.
但是很可怜呐，有好多年轻人就因此丧生。
And unfortunately, because of this, many of them die.
这些族都是他们的一个特点。
All of these different groups.
我们信了主之后
，After we believe in the Lord,
我们也有一个特点。
We also have a character.
我们呢，应当称为叫做聚会族。
We become those who meet.
我们基督徒喜欢聚会。
Brothers and sisters like to go to meetings.
常常聚会。
We often meet.
到聚会来就喜乐。
And when we come to the meetings, we are full of joy.
我们的确在很多初信的弟兄姊妹身上。
And even those who are newly believed.
我们看见这些表现。
We also see these same things.
是很奇妙的。
Amazingly.
在还没有信主以前。
Before they are believers.
我们请他来聚一次会都很困难。
It's very difficult to invite them to come to one meeting.
但是一旦信了主，受了浸之后。
But after salvation and they believed in the Lord and baptism.
他们很多聚会一个一个进入。
And one after another, they come to the meetings.
每次看到他们脸上充满了喜乐。
And their faces are so full of joy.
聚会有甘甜。
And so when they come to the meetings, it is sweet.
心中就觉得非常的欢喜。
And in their hearts, it is full of joy.
那为什么这些弟兄姊妹会有这样的转变？
Why do they have this change?
没有别的原因。
There's no other reason.
就是聚会里面他享受。
It is because in the meetings, they enjoy it.
他发现在这里聚集跟在任何其他地方聚集都不一样。
They realize that this meeting is so different from all other meetings.
他得到了满足。
In their hearts, they are satisfied.
所以他就愿意这样来追求。
And so they are willing to come and pursue.
所以我们在这里聚会。
So as we come and meet,
每一个弟兄姊妹都有一个共同的责任。
All brothers and sisters have their responsibilities.
我们必须要来开创一个追求的风气。
We all need to have an atmosphere of pursuing.
让聚会成为一个吸引。
And so these meetings become an attraction.
那么这个风气是什么意思呢？
What is this atmosphere?
像我们举美国人。
And so, for example, Americans.
他们美国人比较有读书风气。
They are very scholarly.
姑且不管他是读什么书。
No matter what they read.
但是你看他们在等车的时候，等飞机的时候。
While they are waiting for the bus or for the plane.
或是在飞机上。
Or even on the plane.
差不多了，都手上总有一个东西在读。
The majority of them are all reading something.
那我们中国人比较没有这个风气。
And so among the Chinese, there may not be the same climate.
我们善于用嘴巴。
We prefer to use our mouths.
所以我们到处讲话。
So we like to speak a lot.
我们出去的很多，进来的不多。
We say a lot, but we don't listen as much.
我们做基督徒要小心这样。
And so as Christians, we need to be careful.
我们应该进来的比出去的更多。
Those that come into us should be more than come out of us.
这样才能造就人。
This would be able to save others.
如果主的话不多进来我们里面。
If God's word doesn't come into us,
我们出去的恐怕很多都是我们里面不好的东西。
Then all the things that come out of us may be a lot of bad things.
是许多的是非。
And so a lot of vain things.
许多的批评论断。
A lot of complaints and judgments.
许多的伤害。
A lot of harm.
就造成了。
A lot of that is caused.
这是教会生活的致命伤。
And so this is some of the positive things of the church.
根治之道就是要追求。
And so we need to pursue.
所以我们应当开创这样的风气。
And so we need to establish this type of climate.
如同一个学校它有好风气一样。
Just like in a school, there is a good atmosphere.
有好风气的学校呢，大家都读书。
And so in a school with a good atmosphere, everybody studies.
没有好风气的学校呢，大家都爱玩。
A school that does not have a good atmosphere, everybody likes to play.
所以如果我们让年轻孩子自己选的话呢？
And so if we were to allow the young people to choose for themselves,
恐怕是好玩的学校比那个读书的学校更吸引人的。
And so of course the schools that play more would be more attractive.
但是我们送孩子去读书的时候
But when we send our children to go to school,
我们绝对不会这么选
We would not choose this.
因为我们知道
Because we know.
这读书风气啊对孩子整个前途是一个决定性的东西
A more studious climate would be a better thing for the children.
其实所谓的名校
And so even those schools with big names,
也并不是说他们教的就多高明
It's not that they teach anything better.
如果我们把那些不爱读书的都送去名校的话呢，那名校马上就一落千丈。
If we send the students who don't like to study much to those big name Ivy League schools, then that school would not have a good reputation.
名校收很多钱。
The big name schools receive a lot of money.
但是他所依靠的是这些学生肯读书。
But they rely upon the students who are willing to study.
今天在教会里边也是一样。
And so it is the same in the church.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
神给我们一本圣经。
God has given us the Bible.
神给我们许多的聚会。
And has given us many meetings.
我们有没有认真？
Are we diligent?
我们每一天要来聚会的时候。
Every time when we come to the meeting.
是否想到我们聚会的目的
Do you know and think about the purpose of the meeting?
或者我们就是习惯性的就来就是了
Or are you just out of habit you would come?
要做什么先不管它
No matter what else that you need to do
得不得到东西也不管它
It doesn't matter whether you gain something or not
反正做基督徒就聚会吧
And as a Christian, you go to meetings
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
如果我们这样想
If you think about it this way
那我们就跟神的旨意就无份了。
And then you will not have a point, you will not have a portion in God's will.
我们是会得救。
Yes, you will be saved.
因为我们已经信主，已经受浸了。
And yes, you have believed in the Lord and have been baptized.
主的生命是进来了。
God's life is in you.
但是我们不会长大。
but then you will not grow.
我们不可能可以承担父所交托给我们的责任。
Then you cannot bear the responsibility that the Father has given to you.
因为小孩子是不能承担责任的。
Because little children cannot bear responsibility.
如果有父亲，他有一个伟大的事业。
If a father has a great job.
他绝对不会当孩子还很小的时候就交给他去管理的。
He would not allow his very young child to be responsible for that work.
那么即使几个孩子都长大了。
And as the children grow up.
他也不会随便找一个就交给他的。
He wouldn't just go randomly find another person to give the job to him.
找一个长大成人的。
He wants to find somebody who has matured and grown up.
在心智上成熟的。
And that in his heart and mind he is mature.
并且要深深懂得父亲的心。
And one who understands the heart of the father.
知道他经营的理念。
So that he would be able to enter into this work.
知道他整个事业的目的。
To know the purpose of this work.
学习他经营的手法。
And so he will then exercise that responsibility.
他会把他交给这样一个儿子。
He would want to give this work to this type of son.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
追求是我们被神用的首要条件。
And so, for us to pursue is one of the very first requirements of our Lord.
如果今天在世界上，我们尚且不愿意落伍。
If on this earth, you're not willing to be left out.
我们尚且不愿意，不成才。
If you're not willing to bear responsibility.
何况在神永远的国度里呢？
Then in God's kingdom.
但要成才，只有一条路。
To bear responsibility, there's only one way.
好好的读主的话。
To be diligent in reading God's word.
好好的聚会。
To come to meetings.
最好我们聚会的时候能够带个笔记本。
And so when you come to meetings, it's a good idea to bring a notebook.
把神的话当作话。
To write down God's words.
要认真的来听，要认真的来行。
To be diligent in listening and also in following through.
一个教会要进步。
And so for our church to improve.
一定要这样的弟兄姊妹增多。
And so for brothers and sisters, for the numbers to increase.
所以圣经有一句话非常的宝贵。
There's a very precious word in the Bible.
那时候门徒增多了。
And at that time, the numbers of the disciples increased.
不是光信徒很多。
Not just believers increased.
而是门徒要增多。
But that the numbers of disciples increased.
门徒跟信徒有什么不同呢？
There's a difference between believers and disciples.
信徒是那些已经信了耶稣得了救的人。
Believers are those who simply have believed in Jesus and received salvation.
门徒是那些紧紧地跟着主耶稣的人。
Disciples are those who closely follow the Lord.
愿意背起十字架来跟从主的人。
Willing to take up the cross and follow the Lord.
愿意让神的旨意来控制我们一生的人。
So that God's will determine our entire lives.
愿意让主的生命充满我们生命的人。
So that his life would completely fill our own lives.
所以今天如果门信徒很多，门徒很少。
So if we have many believers today, but very few disciples.
那教会的光景就低落。
Then the condition of the church will be very low.
那些做门徒的就很辛苦。
Then it's very difficult for those who are disciples.
因为一个人要担很多人的责任。
Because one person will bear the responsibility of many.
供应肯定来不及。
And then to be able to satisfy all the needs, it may not be in time.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们是聚会主
We are those who meet.
我们好好的追求
We want to pursue together.
追求长大
And we want to grow together.
追求成熟
Pursue after being mature.
追求有性格来承托神的托付
Pursue after the character that is able to retain his desire for us.
那世界上不仅有各种不同的主
Not only are these all,not only in the world are there these many groups.
还有一种是更厉害的，叫做迷。
There are those who are fans.
这个迷呢
？And these fans.
中国是用的很传神。
It's used interestingly in Chinese.
他是被一个东西要真的吸引到个地步就迷住了。
These people, these fans are those who have become addicted to a certain thing.
让我们知道有球迷，有影迷。
There are baseball fans and movie fans.
有歌迷，有戏迷。
Music fans and those who are into the theater.
有鸟迷，也有钓鱼迷。
Bird lovers and fishermen.
还有麻将迷。
Those who love to play 麻将。
我那个封城之战哦，打得这个火热的时候呢，不吃不睡的。
And so when they play, they don't eat, they don't sleep.
有的人就倒在麻将桌上。
And they become addicted to playing 麻将。
迷是很厉害的。
And so being a fan or being addicted, it's a very powerful thing.
现在台湾有一个新的名词来称呼这些迷。
In Taiwan, there's a new phrase that describes this.
叫做粉丝。
Fans.
不是那个什么什么那个米粉丝。
It's not the bean thread noodle fans.
而是那些呢，专门追明星的。
But those who are very addicted.
就是很多东西都是对这些物品啊什么的迷，是吧？
They've been addicted and drawn by some of these materials.
但这个人，这一类的人呢，是迷人的。
These who they've been obsessed or addicted to people.
他们很厉害。
And they are very powerful.
现代的粉丝啊，可以搭飞机到一个地方去看他的那个偶像的。
These fans will even get on a plane to go meet their idol in a different place.
而且还不光是那些年轻孩子。
Not even the young children.
我看好多所谓的少奶奶啊，那已经都是做妈妈的，还在追粉丝，还在追他的偶像。
Even older mothers and grandmothers would go and chase after their idols.
从前我还没信主的时候也迷很多东西。
In the past, before I was a believer, I also was a great fan of many things.
在小学一二年级的时候我是迷歌仔戏。
In first and second grade, I was very much into musicals.
那个
into dramas.
大家可能不敢相信啊。
You may not believe it.
那么小怎么那么爱听呢
？How could somebody so young love dramas？
我带着我的妹妹啊，妹妹都很少照顾，这光听戏。
I would not care for my little sister as much, but I would drag her along to go watch dramas.
读初中的时候呢，变成个鸟迷。
When I was in middle school, I was a bird lover.
家里边没什么钱呢，但是养了一屋子的小鸟。
Even though we did not have much money in our home, we had.All these birds.
上学的时候呢，想着家里的小鸟不晓得生蛋了没有。
When I went to school, I would think about whether or not my birds had hatched their eggs.
整天脑子里面都是小鸟。
And every day in my head, I was thinking about birds.
等到我读大专的时候呢，又变成棒球迷，又变成还有一个什么迷
？In college, then it was baseball.
歌迷。
And then musicians.
所以呢，打球累了就唱歌。
So, everything regarding to baseball, I would also sing.
唱歌累了就打球。
And so when I sing, I'm also playing ball.
当个穷学生呢，还买票去歌厅听歌。
And so, even with my classmates, I would go buy tickets to listen to music.
棒球技术不怎么样。
And, even though my skills in playing baseball wasn't so great.
可是带着全班的这个棒球队呢，这个到处去打。
But I would take, my baseball team everywhere to go play.
感谢主
I thank the Lord.
把我从这些迷踪中吸引回来。
To attract me out of all of these addictions.
英美也是一个很迷东西的人。
Sister Deborah also is a great fan of many things.
她是篮球迷，大家不用我介绍。
She plays basketball very well, but I don't need to introduce that.
她还是个钓鱼迷。
She's also very good in fishing.
她自己不喜欢钓鱼。
Even though she may not.Like to fish.
他是带一大堆人去钓鱼。
She takes many people along with her.
记得啊，我在读书的时候。
I remember when I used to study.
她怀着赞美都快要生了。
Even when she was pregnant with
Mary.
Mary.
然后呢，她就早出晚归钓鱼。
She would leave early and come back late to go fishing.
然后太阳很大，怕赞美被晒得头昏，她用个。伞的遮住肚子。
And so because she was pregnant and she didn't want the baby to be harmed by the sun, she would take an umbrella with her.
我要准备我的博士资格考，我都瘦了皮包骨了，她都看不见。
And so even though I was preparing my dissertation qualifications,
她的眼中只有鱼。
Because in her mind there was only fish.
这个叫做迷。
This is being addicted.
很多东西我们被迷住了之后
After we are addicted to all these different things
我们就身不由己
Then we can't control ourselves
但是在基督徒中间
But among Christians
有一种人
There's a type of person
他们被称为耶稣迷
They are addicted to Christ
我们迷世上东西呢会有很多后遗症
Even though we can be addicted to many things.
但是 只有我们耶稣呢是百有百利而无一害的。
There is no harm in being addicted to Christ.
那么什么叫做耶稣迷呢？
What is to be a fan or addicted to Christ?
刚才我们读使徒行传十一章。
We just read Acts chapter 11.
看到门徒们被称为基督徒是从安提亚起手。
That the disciples were first called Christians, from Antioch.
基督徒当时是怎么样的一个意思？
What does it mean to be a Christian?
是那些外邦人给这信耶稣的人取的一个绰号。
Originally, the Gentiles gave this group of people this name.
这个绰号呢，原先是一个嘲讽的意思，是一个讽刺。
Originally, this name was a derogatory name.
但是后来却成为一个非常大的荣誉。
But later it became a great glory.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为他们得到这个名字。
Because when they received this name,
是因为他们开口闭口都是讲耶稣。
Because whether their mouths were open or closed, they were always speaking about Christ.
主耶稣，除了主耶稣之外，他们没有别的题目，没有别的兴趣。
Apart from Christ, they had no other theme and no other interest.
他们的身上满了耶稣的香气。
And on their selves, everything was full of Christ.
他们的言语行为就表现出耶稣的美德。
Their speech and actions display the beauty of Christ.
所以人家看他们就越看越奇怪。
And so the more people looked at them, the more strange it became.
这些人明明跟我们一样都是人。
Originally, these people are just like us, they are humans.
可是他们的表现怎么那么像基督？
But why is it that everything about them seems so much like Christ?
所以基督徒这个名字就这样产生了。
So this is how the name Christians came about.
如果我们知道这个名词怎么来，
If you know where this name came from,
我就觉得我们不配被称为基督徒。
Then you would feel that we are unworthy to be called Christians.
因为他当时所代表的是那一群被主耶稣迷住的人。
Because originally this was a group of people who were entirely captivated by Christ.
今天我们的光景呢？
Today, what about our condition?
实际上很多东西都可以迷我们。
Many things can draw our attention.
太简单了。
It's too easy.
球赛。
Ball games.
明星。
Music idols.
电视。
TV.
电脑。
The computer.
网路。
The internet.
我们各种我们的兴趣。
So many interests
都可以把我们从主耶稣的身上完全的吸过去。
It can completely capture our attention away from Christ.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，So dear brothers and sisters,
我们需要主的拯救。
We need the salvation of our Lord.
我们不仅得救了
，Not only are we saved,
我们要从各种捆绑我们的事物中被释放出来。
But we need to be set free from all these bondages.
当一个基督徒他真正尝到主恩的滋味的时候
，As a Christian who has truly tasted of the sweetness of our Lord.
他就能够像安提阿的圣徒们。
Then he can be like the saints in Antioch.
完全以基督为中心。
To be entirely focused upon Christ.
当他们知道说主的爱情比酒更美。
And as they say that the love of our Lord Jesus is sweeter than wine.
主的名像倒出来的香膏。
The name of our Lord is better than perfume poured out.
我们就求他说主求你吸引我。
Then we say, Lord, please attract us.
我们就可以快跑地跟随你。
So that we can run quickly after you.
当一个人被吸引的时候
，As a person is attracted,
他能够影响很多人
，can influence many people.
所以吸引的被吸引的是一个
，So to be attracted is one thing.
但是和一起快跑的呢是很多人。
But together to run after the Lord should be many.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们的聚会就缺少这一个。
So, dear brothers and sisters, this is what we are lacking in our meetings today.
我们知道有不少弟兄姊妹是相当爱主的。
We know that many brothers and sisters love the Lord.
但我们还没有变成一个风气。
But this has not yet become a climate.
我们还不够有那个影响力。
We need to have that influence.
我们还没有办法把弟兄姊妹从各种的爱好中间把他们吸引到这里来。
We need to attract all brothers and sisters from all of their interests and attractions into the meetings.
我盼望我们无论是新信主的或信主多年的弟兄姊妹
，Whether we have newly believed or have been in the Lord for many years，
今天在这里的交通
，Our fellowship and sharing here today，
还能够把我们里面的心激励一下
，Needs to encourage our hearts，
让我们起来快跑的跟随主
，So that we would rise up and run after our Lord。
关于聚会，使徒行传给我们一个教导。
Regarding meetings, the book of Acts gives us
那里有四样的聚会
some leadings. There are four different meetings.
有使徒的教训
There are the apostles' teaching.
有彼此交接
There's encouragement.
有擘饼
There's breaking of bread.
有祈祷
There's fellowship and prayer.
这是构成在我们 聚会的整个的中心和内容。
And so this encompasses, all the different meetings.
啊，使徒教训就是主的话语，就是读经，啊，就是信息的释放。
The apostles' teaching means, reading the Bible together and the preaching.
这是我们聚会的根基。
This is the foundation of our meeting.
离开主的话。
Apart from the Lord,
我们就随着传统。
Then we are just following tradition.
我们随着我们的感觉。
Then we're following our feelings.
照着我们的兴趣。
And our own interests.
所以主的话非常的重要。
So the word of God is very important.
我们还要彼此交接。
And then there's fellowship.
我们和亲爱的弟兄姊妹原是在一个身体里头的。
So together with brothers and sisters, we are in one body.
我们的关系是非常紧密的。
Our relationship is very intimate.
我们的生命是彼此影响的。
Our lives influence each other.
我们除了连与这位元首我们的头之外，
Apart from our connection with the head,
我们应当紧紧地连在我们的肢体身上。
We need to be tightly connected to the body.
主量给我们的肢体。
The Lord has given us this body.
无论是年龄相仿的，
Whether or not we are the same age,
或是住在附近的，
Or live in the same region,
或是我们因为侍奉的缘故，我们靠得比较紧的，
Or because of our service, we are more tight together.
这些都是我们应当常有交通，彼此鼓励的对象。
These are all people that we need to have a lot of fellowship together.
所以我们有第三个主日的交通聚会。
And so every third Sunday we have fellowship meeting.
我们平常在这里遇见的时候，吃饭的时候，我们也应当继续的交通。
And oftentimes when we gather here on Sundays and when we eat together, we ought to have fellowship.
我们去看望弟兄姊妹，我们去和他们有一点电话联系的时候，应当也有一点交通。
And when we visit brothers and sisters or even call each other on the phone, we ought to have fellowship.
像今天中午我们有一个关怀的这方面的侍奉聚会。
So like, later on today during lunch, we will have a meeting on, hospitality.
我们 在程序单上都写得非常的客气。
And, we put it very politely on the bulletin.
请有负担的人去参加。
Those who have a burden, please attend.
那我们如果不去的话就说哎，对不起，主没有给我负担。
And if you don't go, you may say, oh, sorry, the Lord hasn't given me this burden.
但事实上。
But in reality,
关怀弟兄姊妹是每一个人的责任。
Caring for brothers and sisters is everybody's responsibility.
我们如同做大哥哥大姐姐。
Whether we are an older brother or sister.
如果我们在主里面比弟兄姊妹早一点点开始的话。
Whether or not we have begun in the Lord just a little bit sooner than other brothers.
我们都应当像大哥哥大姐姐。
We all ought to be older brothers and sisters.
我们看见这些年幼的弟兄姊妹应当觉得非常的爱护他。
When you see younger brothers and sisters, you ought to care for them.
巴不得他们可以认识主的旨意。
And, desire for them to know the will of God.
巴不得他们能够更快地长大。
And you desire for them to grow up faster.
整个教会一起进步。
So that the church together will improve.
如果不是这样。
If it is not so.
我只有几个人在那里关心。
Just a few people who care.
反正他得救了，长不长，聚不聚会，和我无关。
They have already believed, so whether they grow or come to the meetings, it has nothing to do with me.
我们这样做基督徒是非常失职的。
Then it is a very pitiable thing to be a Christian this way. 亲爱的
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
神让我们在身体中做肢体。
As we are members of this body.
肢体的关系是最紧密的。
Our relationship to one another is very intimate.
就是要借着这个关系让我们彼此相爱。
So through this relationship we love one another.
彼此相爱的表示第一个就是关心。
And so to display our love for one another, first we display our care. And so in breaking of bread,
每个主日我们一起擘饼。
Every Sunday we have breaking of bread.
我们希望弟兄姊妹们能够投入擘饼。
And we desire for all brothers and sisters to also come.
每次听见有新的声音祷告。
When I hear a new voice that is praying.
心里面觉得特别的甘甜。
My heart feels so sweet.
我们很多弟兄姊妹还不太有机会祷告。
There are many brothers and sisters still who do not have the opportunity to pray.
如果跟弟兄姊妹问的话，他们都说：“哎呀，我里面很感动。”
If I ask them, oftentimes brothers and sisters will say, "My heart was so moved."
但就不好意思说出来。
But I was too embarrassed to speak out loud.
感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
有弟兄姊妹有的一个两个有时候就出来了。
There are those one or two who do pray out loud.
我鼓励弟兄姊妹们更多的在擘饼聚会中来进入。
But I want to encourage more brothers and sisters to enter into this meeting.
更是享受。
And even more enjoyment
应该在擘饼聚会里面来享受主
is that we would come and enjoy the Lord in this meeting.
好，祈祷。
And then prayer meeting.
就祷告聚会。
Our prayer meetings.
这是我们所有教会聚会中人数最少的聚会。
This is the meeting where we have the fewest attendees.
这是一个各教会共同的一个毛病。
And this is a problem in many churches.
这在主的心意中是一个 是一个叫他很伤心的事情。
In God's heart, this is something that really saddens.
因为神的殿有个特色。
Because God's temple has this characteristic.
就是祷告。
Is that it must be a place of prayer.
神的家应该是万民祷告的家。
Ought to be a house of prayer for all nations.
是人人祷告的家。
A place where everybody prays.
但是我们好多时候都怕祷告。
But oftentimes we're afraid of praying.
我们不允许祷告聚会。
We don't come to the meeting.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
如果我们要恢复聚会
If we want to revive the church,
我们要恢复祷告聚会
We need to revive the prayer meeting.
这里不复兴
if this is not restored,
火就烧不起来
Then the fire cannot burn.
祷告聚会就是神家的火炉
The prayer meeting is the oven or the fire of God's house.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
你曾经靠近过这个火炉吗
Have you ever drawn near to this fire?
你曾经火炉里面得着一点火吗
Have you ever received a bit of the fire from this?
或是得着一点温暖吗
Or some warmth?
如果没有
If you haven't,
那么做基督徒就非常的缺乏了
Then we lose out in being a Christian.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
So dear brothers and sisters,
这四个聚会
These four meetings,
是基督徒的基本聚会
Are some of the basic meetings of
Christians. 非常非常基本的聚会
They're very basic.
是每个人都应该进入的聚会
They're meetings that everybody should attend.
那么在网上的话就有一些追求聚会
And then there are some pursuing meetings.
但以我们西雅图地区来说的话
Just for the Seattle region,
就孙立兄带领我们那些读经聚会
Brother Sun has led us in some Bible studies.
无论是在东区在西区
Whether in the east side or west side,
或在 Black Lake,
Or at Black Lake.
这些就是一个追求聚会。
These are all pursuing meetings.
我们弟兄常常被请到外地去带领他们聚会。
Our brother oftentimes has invitations to go out of town to lead these meetings.
但是在这里。
But here.
当我们弟兄带领这些追求聚会的时候。
As our brother leads these pursuing meetings.
我们发现有兴趣的人不多。
Those who are interested are not many.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
这是一个严重的警讯。
This is a very important.
It's warning sign.
Oh, a sign, a warning sign.
这告诉我们，我们里边不怎么渴慕了。
It shows us that we're not desiring as much.
或者是说，我们渴慕的东西不再是主最宝贵的了。
Or the things that we desire, no longer is the preciousness of our Lord.
这些追求聚会要带领我们更多认识主和他的旨意。
These pursuing meetings allow us to know our Lord more and know His will.
我们中国有一句话叫“人在福中不知福”。
There is a phrase in Chinese that those who are in blessing don't recognize it.
恐怕在我们的追求中，这个也是一个现象。
And so in our pursuing, this also can be a sign.
好，那么在网上的话呢，就是一个特别聚会。
And if we go further.Up, there are special meetings.
西岸特会就属于这样性质的聚会。
And so the West Coast Christian Conference is such a meeting.
它是一个执事性的聚会。
It is a ministry meeting.
就是说，在神所拣选的人中
，that among all those that He has chosen,
他给他一个特别的执事。
God has given him a certain ministry.
借着这个执事要做什么呢
？And so what does this minister do?
是要建立。基督的身体
and that is to build up and establish the body of Christ.
就是刚才在以弗所书第四章我们所读到的
What we just read in Ephesians chapter 4
以弗所书第四章
In Ephesians chapter 4
是整个神建造教会的目的
It is God's purpose for establishing the church.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们外面忙得很多
If you are very busy on the outside for many things
但是我们达不到这个圣经这一章圣经的目的的话
But you cannot attain to the purpose of Ephesians 4
那我们所做的价值是微乎其微的
Then all the things that you do have no value.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
我不敢说都没有 value.
I can't say that it has no value.
但是是很小的
But it may be very little.
以弗所书第四章
In Ephesians chapter 4
是神要建造他的教会成为基督的身体
God wants to establish his church to be the body of Christ
如果教会不成为基督的身体
If the church does not become the body of Christ
它必定会成为一个组织
Then it will just become another organization
它必定会成为一个系统
Just another system
所以今天你看了那么多的宗派
And so there are so many denominations
那么多的分开
so many divisions
是什么原因呢
what is the reason
就因为不认识基督的身体
it's because we don't understand the body of
Christ 没有追求基督的身体
and we don't pursue after the body of Christ
缺少那样的执事能够把基督身体的意义建造的方法来告诉我们
we lack the minister or that office who will tell us the meaning of the body of Christ
圣经说没有意象民就分散
The Bible tells us that without vision, then the sheep will all scatter.
我们是一定会分散的。
We will scatter.
所以变成各宗各派，这是很自然的。
It's very natural for us to become different denominations and divisions.
所以这样的特会，西岸特会，是为着神永远的旨意。
And so West Coast Christian Conference is for the eternal purpose of God.
啊，建立基督的身体。
To build up the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
像这样的聚会，我们要进去。
A meeting like this, we should go.
我们不应当以为说，我们只参加一些本地的聚会就够了。
We should not think that just attending some of the local meetings is enough.
特别是当神把恩典带到我们中间了。
Particularly when God gives us grace.
神已经把聚会都搬到我们门口了。
And has moved this meeting to our front door.
如果我们还不肯进去。
If we're still unwilling to go.
如果我们还没有进去。
If you still have not gone yet.
那我们就亏欠神。
And then we fall short of God.
那么当我们这样聚集有什么意义呢？
What is the reason for our gathering?
神为什么要设立这样的聚会？
Why does God want to establish this type of meeting?
当然在聚会中我们看见神命令以色列人。
In theOld Testament, we see that God has given this command to
Israel. 一年有三次要到耶路撒冷全国性的聚集。
Three times a year, they are to go to Jerusalem to meet.
那么在新约里头
，and in the New Testament,
圣经我们看见也有众教会一同的聚集。
We also see that the church gathers together.
那么在这个聚集里面，就是神给我们两个大恩典。
In the gathering, the Lord gives us two great grace.
第一个恩典是因为众教会聚在那里。
The first grace is because the entire body has come together.
使得亮光能够更大。
So that the light may become even brighter.
刚才我们读出埃及记二十五章。
We just read Exodus chapter 25.
讲到教会就是那个金灯台。
Saying that the church is that golden lampstand.
那个金灯台最主要的功用是什么呢？
What is the purpose of this golden lampstand?
就是发出亮光。
Is to shine its light.
所以到了启示录第一章。
And so when we come to Revelation chapter 1,
神给使徒约翰看见。
God gave the vision to Apostle John.
人子耶稣行走在七个金灯台的中间。
The Son of Man is walking among the seven golden lampstands.
为什么主要行走在那个金灯台的中间呢？
Why does the Lord walk among the seven golden lampstands?
今天我们的追求
Our pursuit today
乃是以基督为中心
is so that Christ would be the center.
如果我们看不清楚他是什么样子
if we can't see his image clearly
如果我们不太认识他的特性
if we don't understand his nature
那我们表现出来的也不会是他
then the things that we manifest will not be
him.清楚是第一个条件。
So first you need to see him clearly.
所以为什么我们平常要聚会？
So why do we gather normally?
为什么不要各自在家里边读圣经就好？
And not just read the Bible at our homes.
当我们这样聚集的时候，
When we gather together.
这是神施恩典的地方。
This is a place where God gives grace.
这样的聚集就成为金灯台。
A meeting like this will become a golden lampstand.
我们一个教会里边是有光的。
And so in the church we will have light.
当然这个光的强度，
And so the strength of this light.
根据于我们个人生命的光景。
It depends on the circumstances of our lives.
如果我们大家都追求得更好。
If we all pursue well.
当我们这样聚在一起的时候，这个光就更亮一点。
Then when we gather together, this light will become even brighter.
所以有的教会可能是有一烛光。
And so for some churches, they might have just one group of light.
One
candlelight.
有的可能是有五烛光。
Some may have seven.
有可能有十烛光。
Some may have ten.
但有的教会追求得很好的。
And some churches, they may pursue even better.
那些在历史上发出光辉的教会。
And so the churches that truly display this beautiful light.
我们的光是很大。
Their light is great.
啊，我们自己的光不够。
Our own light is not enough.
啊，借着这样的特会。
And so through this special conference.
很多的教会，几十个教会都聚在一起。
There are many churches that come and gather together.
那个光就亮了。
And so this light is even brighter.
我们看主耶稣就看得更清楚。
And so our Lord Jesus is even brighter.
所以那个经文中间有一句话叫做灯光彼此对照。
And so in the scripture it tells us that this light faces the light together.
这些灯光是要彼此对照的。
These lights shine upon each other.
来照亮我们的主的形象。
To lighten up the image of our Lord Jesus.
也要照亮教会自己的光景。
And also enlightens the condition of the church.
好叫主能够催促我们来进步。
So that the Lord will call us to improve.
这是在特会中间神赐给我们第一个大恩典。
So this is the first great grace that God gives us in this.
第二个大恩典是什么呢？
The second grace.
神给我们开眼睛的执事。
That he gives us ministers who open our eyes.
开眼睛的执事是多么重要。
And ministers who open our eyes are so very important.
就是什么关乎以弗所书第四章这个实行。
And so in Ephesians chapter 4,
如果 没有开眼睛的执事，
if there are no eye-opening ministers,
我们是看不见的，
we cannot see.
所以当保罗要写以弗所书的时候，
so when Paul was writing the book of Ephesians,
他在第一章里面先祷告，
in chapter 1 he prayed,
他求我们天上的父亲，
may the God our heavenly father,
把世人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们，
give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
这些执事们，
and so these ministers,
神特别的托付，
God has a special entrustment,
有神给他们特别的恩赐。
God has given them special grace so that in these meetings
把我们的眼睛打开，
He will open our eyes
让我们能够看见，
so that we will see.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
特会不是一件小事，
special conferences is no small matter.
特会不是一个基督徒没有事做我们来忙碌一阵子，
It's not that Christians have nothing to do and we are busy for a little while.
要为着我们神永远的旨意来效力，
but for the eternal purpose of God we pursue.
因为这个缘故，
and so for this reason,
使徒们在地上的时候，
when the apostles were on the earth,
他们在各处奔跑，
they ministered all over the place.
有保罗，
there was Paul,
有约翰，
there was John,
有彼得，
there was Peter,
有亚波罗，
and Apollo.
像保罗写书信的时候让我们看见，
and so when Paul wrote his epistles we see,
当他写给罗马教会的时候，
when he was going to the church in Rome,
他心中是何等的迫切要过去，
in his heart he was desperate,
他告诉罗马的教会说，
he told the church in Rome,
他说因为我切切的想见你们，
because I desire to see you,
要把一些属灵的恩赐分给你们，
to give you some spiritual blessings,
使你们可以坚固，
so that you may be established.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
属灵的恩赐，
spiritual blessings,
这些看见，
these visions,
是何等的宝贵，
they're very important.
在我们西岸特会里，
so in the West Coast Christian Conference,
我们这是要感谢主把江弟兄赐给我们，
we thank the Lord for giving us Brother Kong.
弟兄姊妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
我们在地上追求，
as we seek on this earth,
我们不崇拜任何一个个人，
we don't worship any individual.
可是我们应当珍惜神给我们的恩典，
but we need to treasure the grace that he has given to us.
我们弟兄从20世纪的初一直服侍到今天21世纪，
our elderly brother began serving in the beginning of the 20th century until now.
在这90几年的生命生活中，
in his 90 some years of life,
还有一件忠心的目的，
he has been faithful to the purpose,
就是要为耶稣基督做见证，
for the testimony of our Lord Jesus.
他曾经离开他的父亲，
he originally left his father.
他父亲是 Methodist, 就是以美以美会的一个会徒，
his father was a minister in the Methodist church,
在上海那么大的聚会里头，
in a great church in Shanghai,
他带领的是一好多个省的聚会，
and he led the meetings in many different provinces,
栽培我们的弟兄做牧师，
and he desired for our brother to also become a minister.
但是当我们弟兄认识到神对教会有个更高的目的，
but as our brother came to know the greater purpose of our God,
教会必须合一，
that the church needs to be one,
不能够分别，
cannot be separated,
教会必须成为基督的身体，
it needs to be the body of Christ,
不能躲在传统和组织里头，
cannot remain within organization and traditions.
弟兄离开他的父亲，
so our brother left his father,
直到今天，
until today,
他心中为着这个离开还是有所伤痛，
in his heart he still grieves over the separation,
但是他绝不后悔，
but he does not regret it,
因为这是神的旨意，
because this is God's will.
我们弟兄能够得出这么大的恩赐，
our brother has received such great grace,
到92岁的高龄还能够不看着讲稿释放信息，
even though he is 92 he doesn't look at an outline to give a message,
是什么缘故？
Why is that?
就是他从年轻的时候就立志来遵行神的旨意，
it is because when he was young he decided to follow the will of God,
他要来追求神心中的善好，
He wanted to seek the better portion of our Lord.
所以因此神就把恩赐把恩典多多地加给他。
So God has given him gifts and grace.
今天我们中间有很多年轻弟兄姊妹。
There are many young brothers and sisters here.
我们盼望有人有这个心智。
We desire that some of you will also have the same heart.
就是我们已经过了年轻的弟兄姊妹们。
Even those who are no longer in their youth.
我们应当竭力地向前。
We would also desire to move forward.
西安特会从1986年开始。
WCCC began in 1986.
从西雅图的那个 Warm Beach 开始。
Began at Warm Beach here in Seattle.
一直到今天已经有22年。
There has been now 22 years.
由我们西海岸七个教会共同来主办。
And there are seven churches along the north, along the west coast that have organized.
为着我们一些比较新的弟兄姊妹，我稍微讲一点点这个缘由。
For some of the new brothers and sisters, I want to give a little bit of background.
这个聚会是怎么开始的呢
？How did this meeting begin?
当时，在1986年的时候，我们的教会还是很新的。
In 1986, our meeting, our fellowship was still very new.
刚在西雅图聚会大概差不多有七八年。
We had only begun for about 7 to 8 years here in Seattle.
大概在这个特会开始的前一年。
And so, right before the conference, the year before,
孙弟兄有个负担。
Brother Sun had this burden.
要在西海岸这边也来召聚一个聚会。
That on the West Coast we would have a conference.
要来恢复神儿子在教会中的见证。
To recover the testimony of the Son of God.
所以他就飞到新加坡去参加那里的特会。
And so he flew to Singapore to attend a conference there.
来当面邀请江弟兄。
And there, face to face, he invited Brother Kong.
为什么要这么慎重呢
？Why such respect?
因为神所设立的执事。
Because the ministers that God has established.
他们做工是很有原则的。
Their work has purpose.
不是哪里有邀请他就去的。
And just not any invitation they would go.
经过了很多的祷告，恳切的祷告。
Through much prayer.
神给江弟兄有负担。
God gave the same burden to Brother Kong.
1986年在西岸，在西雅图开始第一次的特会。
And so we began with the first conference in 1986.
这个特会是以耶稣基督的见证为中心。
And so the purpose of that meeting was for the testimony of our Lord Jesus
Christ. 向众教会传讲神永远的旨意。
And so all the churches would come to know God's eternal purpose.
因着这个特会。
And so through this conference,
许多的聚会都做坚固。
Many churches were strengthened.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
我们千万不要以为说教会要为耶稣做见证很容易的。
Do not think that it's very easy for the church to be a testimony for Christ.
你要忙福音问题不很大。
Even if you are busy for the gospel, the problem isn't very great.
如果你有很多属灵恩赐的追求，问题也不很大。
There's not a great problem with pursuing after many different gifts.
但是如果你是要立定心志为主耶稣基督做见证。
But if you want to pursue after having the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ established,
那个征战就来了。
Then the warfare comes.
魔鬼为什么从第一世纪就一直杀基督徒呢
？Why is it that the enemy wanted to slay Christians from the very first century?
就是因为那些基督徒一出来的时候就为耶稣基督做见证。
It's because Christians right at the beginning wanted to testify for Jesus Christ.
见证越强烈
，the greater the testimony.
他就杀得越起劲
，the greater the persecution.
历世历代的基督徒
so throughout the ages,
凡是为主耶稣要这样做见证
all those who wanted to testify for our Lord Jesus
都遭遇到仇敌的逼迫
have all been persecuted by the enemy
所以这样的聚会
and so this meeting
他所要得主的见证是非常伟大的
the testimony is very great
可是他所遇见的冲突也是非常剧烈的
and so all of the hardships are also even more difficult
所以这些聚会
And so in these meetings,
他们这样能够一直持守到今天
for it to remain until today,
我觉得我们要好好的感恩
we truly need to give thanks.
后来到在西雅图
later in Seattle,
有89年 ,92 年
in 1989 and 92,
96年 ,98 年
96 and 98,
2001和2004
in 01 and also 04,
总共有这六次在西雅图七次在西雅图举行。
We had a total of seven times, that we met here in Seattle.
今年是第八次。
This year will be the eighth time.
我非常的感谢主。
I'm truly thankful to the Lord.
让我曾经来参加这个特会。
To allow me to come to this conference.
在我都还不认识神那个这么荣耀的旨意之前。
Before I came to know that God's glorious purpose.
第一次带我来参加特会。
The first time he brought me to the conference.
后来又把我带出来。
And later brought me out.
放下地上的工作。
To put down my own career.
在这条道路上面来侍奉主。
To pursue after the Lord in this way.
我觉得这个恩典是我永远无法报答的。
For this grace, I can never thank him enough.
八九年我来参加那个特会。
In 89, I attended the conference.
讲到题目是神永远的旨意。
The theme was God's eternal purpose.
神有一个永远的旨意。
God has an eternal purpose.
最高，最荣耀。
The highest, the most glorious.
而且是永远不会改变的。
And will never change.
我从来不知道。
I never knew.
有个弟兄告诉我
A brother once told me
他说我希望你去参加这个特会
That I hope you can attend this meeting
他那时候第一次听到特会从来没有听过
The first time I heard this,this phrase conference
我听过退休会听过夏令会
I've heard retreat or summer retreats
听过福音营
or gospel meetings
就没有听过什么叫特会
but I've never heard special conference
第一个就觉得有点奇怪
I at first thought it was very strange
第二一看这个江弟兄的名字从来没听过
and then I've never heard of brother Stephen Kong
然后看看那些主办的团体我们也都不认识
and all of these different groups that organize it I don't know
不太想来的
and I didn't really want to attend
那个弟兄 不死心一直跟我鼓励
but this brother continued to encourage me
他说啊，这个江弟兄，他从年轻到现在，一直在传讲神的话。
He kept telling me that Brother Stephen Kong, from when he was young, has always been sharing the word of God.
讲了很多话鼓励我。
And spoke many things to encourage me.
最后打动我的一句话是什么呢
？And the last phrase that moved me.
他说他今年已经70多岁了。
Was that this year he is in his 70s?
他不晓得还有几年可以这样的传讲这个信息。
I don't know how many more years that we can go and hear him speak.
哎，我一听哦，对哦，这个机会不多。
And then I heard, yes, that's true. We don't have that many more opportunities. I should go.
带着荣耀赞美。
And so I brought Daniel and Mary.
英美还有一位年长的姊妹。
And Sister Deborah and another elderly sister.
我们就从波特兰开车到这边来。
And we drove from Portland.
那时候赞美还只有一岁大。
And at that time, Mary was only about 1 year old.
我记得我们把她放到那个婴儿班去。
I remember placing her in the infant class.
我们给她安慰了半天，说你不要哭啊，我们等一下会来接你的。
And we calmed her down and told her that we'd come and get her later.
这个聚会结束，我跟英美一起接她。
And after the meeting, we went to pick her up.
她眼睛里还有泪。
She still had tears in her eyes.
我问她说你怎么样啊
And I asked her, how are you?
她说妹妹哭很多。
And she said, the younger sister cried a lot.
她说妹妹就是她自己、
herself, she cried a lot.
她哭很多。
She cried a lot.
我永远不能忘记。
I will never forget that.
我们第一次参加这个特会。
And so the first time I attended that conference,
孩子还那么幼小。
My children were that young.
但因为那一次的追求。
But because of that pursuit,
神把我带进这个有福的旨意。
The Lord has brought me into this will.
什么我要告诉你。
So dear brothers and sisters,
今天我所得的福分。
The portion that I have received today.
我们家所得的福分。
And the portion that we all have received.
还不是你现在眼睛所看得见的。
It's not what you can see with your eyes.
我有一个心愿。
I have a desire.
我真是要追求得胜。
That I want to overcome.
我真是要地上的服事的日子里头。
That in the days of my service.
要和亲爱的弟兄姊妹们一同来建造基督的身体。
Together with brothers and sisters, we will build up the body of Christ.
我真是愿意说还有气息的时候。
That while I still have breath.
就能够全心为这个来摆上。
That I would give my all for this.
眼睛还能够看见的时候。
While my eyes still can see.
就能够看见神的见证显在人间。
I want to see His testimony be.Manifest from among us.
我心中有个愿望。
That I have a desire in my heart.
当千年国度来到的时候。
That when His kingdom comes.
我能够和主耶稣基督一同有份。
That I would have a portion together with Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你是怎样。
Dear brothers and sisters, I don't know about you.
你愿意吗
？Are you willing?
你愿意这个也成为你人生的目标吗
？Are you willing to allow this to be the purpose of your life?
如果你跟主说愿意的话
，If you are willing to say yes to the Lord，
那我不仅要说恭喜你
，Then not only will I congratulate you，
我要祝福你
，But I want to bless you，
弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
以上没有什么福气的
，There's not as much blessing here on earth。
许多的追求都很好
，Many of our pursuits can be good，
但神心中有上好的。
But in God's heart, there's something better.
任何以次好来代替上好的都是损失。
And so those things that are just simply good, you will have. You will have loss.
在我自己基督徒短短的这些经历中。
In these very small and short experiences in my life.
我就是神让我经历到他给以色列人三种节。
God has allowed me to experience the 3 different festivals of the Israelites.
第一个节是逾越节。
The first is Passover.
第二个是五旬节。
The second is Pentecost.
第三个是祝棚节。
And the third is, the Feast of the Tabernacles.
逾越节。
Passover.
就是福音派的教会。
It is what I have received from salvation in the gospel.
以传福音为大使命。
And so through the gospel,
我从前在那里面也非常的热心。
Originally, I was also wholehearted in serving.
我觉得才带人得救。
That I want to bring many people to salvation.
不用下地狱。
Then nobody needs to go to hell.
最有价值。
This has great value.
所以我很努力传福音。
So I share the gospel with all of my heart.
后来有弟兄姊妹带领我。
But then brothers and sisters led me.
参加了很多灵恩的聚会。
To also partake in many of the meetings, more Pentecostal or charismatic meetings.
我在那里也非常的认真。
And I also pursued diligently there.
我也非常的爱慕。
And I also desired after it.
但是当八九年。
But in 1989,
我被带到这个聚会之后,
I was brought to this meeting.
虽然刚开始的时候看得不清楚,
At first it was not clear to me.
但是主恩待我,
But then the Lord had grace.
借着弟兄们不断的帮助,
And so through the help of many brothers,
特别是这些年在西雅图,
Particularly these years in Seattle,
参加许多孙弟兄的聚会,
Many of the meetings led by Brother Sun.
我逐渐看得清楚一些,
I'm starting to see a little bit more clearly.
我感谢主把我从各样的阶段里面带上了。
And so I thank the Lord for bringing me through these different stages.
进到神永远的旨意里面去。
And today to enter into the eternal purpose of God.
愿意住在基督里。
And to live together in Christ.
愿意为耶稣基督做见证。
And so that we would be testimony for Christ.
我不是说我已经追求到了。
I cannot say that I have obtained it.
但是我确实看见了。
But I have seen.
我脚也踏进去了。
And my foot has entered in.
虽然还有很多未得之地。
Even though there is still much land and much ground to cover.
但我已经非常的感谢主。
But I still am very thankful.
所以关乎基督身体的建立。
So according to the establishing of the body of Christ.
我们要使他长大成人。
We want to grow and mature.
他长大成人做什么?
And to do what?
要做基督的心腹。
To be the bride of Christ.
这是神的旨意。
This is God's will.
所以心腹必须装饰整齐。
And so the bride must be prepared.
新郎才能够回来。
Then the bridegroom can return.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我把这个特会就简单的介绍一下。
I want to just simply introduce this meeting.
今天没有时间讲很多其他弟兄姊妹的见证。
I still don't have time to share the testimony of many brothers.
但是我知道还有其他的弟兄姊妹。
But there are others.
他们因为参加了一次这样的特会。
Because they have attended this conference just once.
他们的人生转变了。
Their entire lives have changed.
我知道恩敏弟兄在九好像是92年参加那次特会。
Brother John Wu also, he attended in 1992.
对他是一个很大的复兴。
And it was a great revival for him.
银辉弟兄那天告诉我们说。
And Brother Yin Hui also told us.
他本来是一个不太喜欢聚会的基督徒。
At first, he was a believer who did not like to attend much meetings.
他爱他那个漂亮的家还有游泳池。
He loved his house and the pool.
但是1998年他参加了特会。
But in 1998, he also attended the meeting.
改变了他。
And it changed him.
我们弟兄在这几年中间追求。
And our brother these days also pursues.
今天成为教会的负责弟兄。
And now is a responsible brother in the church.
什么门不要小看这个福气。
Brothers and sisters, don't look lightly on this privilege.
能够为神在地上来尽职。
That for the Lord that we would enter into our own responsibilities.
这是你求都求不来的。
And even if you ask, you cannot ask enough of it.
神降恩待我们的弟兄。
The Lord has given grace to our brother.
他也会恩待你。
And he will also give grace to you. 如果你有这样的心愿
的
话。If you also have the same desire.
所以我要鼓励我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So I want to encourage brothers and sisters.
第一件事情要参加。
First off, to attend.
要报名。
To register.
要参加。
To register to attend.
我不知道今天我们教会报名了多少人了。
How many have registered now?
我们现在老老少少有八十几个人报名了。
We have roughly about 80 some.
我们下个礼拜天报名就截止了。
Next Sunday, our registration will end.
因为我们是做主人的。
Because we are hosting this year.
我们是要预备的。
We need to prepare.
像我们家请客一样。
Just like when we are the host at home.
我们要好几天你就开始预备的。
We need to prepare days ahead.
要不然客人来的时候吃什么呢?
And so when the guests come, what will they eat?
什么都是零零乱乱的。
It can't be all scattered.
大家都不舒服。
And everybody will be uncomfortable.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们之所以把本地聚会的报名提早。
And so, we ended the deadline for our local gathering a little sooner for this reason.
让我们能够做一个好主人。
So that we can be a good host.
而且弟兄姊妹不但参加了都能够进入侍奉。
So that all brothers and sisters not only will attend but able to serve.
在这个点上我要跟弟兄姊妹说对不起。
And so for this, on this point I want to apologize to brothers and sisters.
我们是不冷不热的。
We are lukewarm.
我们在报名的行动上最显出我们聚会光景是不冷不热的。
And so on this matter of registration, it shows that our condition is lukewarm.
历次聚会都是这样。
And for many meetings, it is the same.
什么是不冷不热?
What does it mean to be lukewarm?
就是要报不想报，不报又觉得不太对。
You want to, but then you don't really want to, and even if you do, it doesn't feel quite right.
主耶稣说呢，我不要不冷不热的。
The Lord Jesus does not want us to be lukewarm.
你要么冷，要么热。
Be hot or cold.
你不冷不热，我就把你吐出去了。
If you are lukewarm, I will spit you out of my mouth.
我觉得那是一粒严厉的话，一句严厉的话。
This is a very serious word.
像我们吃东西。你要么吃冷的，要么吃热的。
And so, just like what we eat, whether it's cold or hot.
如果你要把冰淇淋变得温温的，那你就不想吃了。
If ice cream becomes lukewarm, you don't really want to eat it.
你把那个那么好吃的饭菜放在那个不冷不热，那也不好吃了。
For food that has cooled down and it's become lukewarm, it's not so good anymore.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
希望这次我们能改变。
I hope this time we would change.
我想今天。
I hope that today.
我们就可以。到网上去报个名。
That you would be able to go online and register.
啊，如果你不知道怎么报名的话，请填个单子。
If you don't know how to go online to register, please fill out a form.
好像那个报名单不太够了，我们再多准备一点。
We need to prepare a couple more copies.
我们怎么让弟兄姊妹没有任何借口
？And so I hope that brothers and sisters don't have any more excuses.
弟兄姊妹，我们四伯弟兄礼拜五告诉我们说
，Brother 四伯 told us on Friday.
你要上网之前先报名。
To register before you go on the internet.
你因此那个网络一打开的时候，不要先进去你的 email 啊，什么东西的。
Don't go to any other sites or your email.
先到 westcoastchristianconference.com.
Go to that site.
我进去一下。
Go online.
报个名。
Register.
为了你自己。
For yourself.
也为了你的全家。
And for your family.
也为着基督的身体。
And for the body of Christ.
那我们除了报名之外。
Apart from registering.
我还要预备。
We need to prepare.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这样的特会。
For a special conference.
不是说我们冲过去就好了。
It's not that we just all run there.
如果你们都没有预备的话。
If we haven't prepared.
你得不到东西的。
Then you can't receive anything.
主耶稣给这些最珍贵的东西。
The most precious things that the Lord Jesus gives.
是看人给的。
He looks at people to give them.
你读读福音书就知道了。
If you read the Gospels, you will see.
他不会把珍珠丢在猪前。
He won't throw toss pearls in front of a
squirrel. 他不会把很宝贵的话语出来让你随便的践踏。
He won't just give very precious words to anybody.
所以我们要预备。
And so we need to prepare.
预备到我们配得。
So that we are worthy.
今天我们有一个非常大的危机。
Today we have a great loss.
我们看神的每一样事物都很平淡。
When we look at all the matters of our Lord, it is very normal.
我要说，这是因为我们眼瞎。
It is because we are blind.
我们把它看朦胧了。
We see everything as usual.
最美、最荣耀的，在我们眼中都变成朦胧的。
The most beautiful and glorious thing has become plain in our own eyes.
如果主不医治我们的眼睛
，If the Lord doesn't heal our eyes,
我们这一生就枉费。
Then all of our lives are.
弟兄姊妹们，我非常的清楚地说。
So brothers and sisters, I want to say very clearly.
我们这一生会枉费。
We don't want to waste anything.
所以我们要有深处的渴慕。
And so we want to have this deep desire.
深处的渴慕。
A great desire.
渴慕主。
To desire after the Lord.
渴慕认识他永远的旨意。
And to know his eternal purpose.
我们参与侍奉。
And then we can enter into service.
每一个人凡是参加的已经信主受浸的都有侍奉。
All who attend, who believe and have been baptized, all have service.
我们整个身体一起来侍奉。
And as a body together, we will serve.
我觉得每一次特会到西雅图的时候
，Every time I feel that this special conference comes to Seattle,
也是主来检验这些年我们追求的成果的时候。
It's also the time for the Lord to gather what He has sown.
好像一个考试。
It's like a test.
弟兄姊妹，我们能够通过吗？
Brothers and sisters, can you pass?
我们在这里讲身体讲那么多。
We talk about the body so much.
我们讲身体的侍奉讲那么多。
We talk about the service of the body so much.
我们最起码的人人侍奉能做到吗
？At most, in serving one another, can we do it?
当然，身体的侍奉还不止这么样。
And yet, the service of the body is not just this.
要连于元首。
That from us to God, we need to serve.
要依靠圣灵。
We need to rely on the Holy Spirit.
要配搭的合适。
And we need to cooperate with one another.
要联络的整齐。
To be able to communicate well with each other.
要同心合一。
And all in one accord.
这样才有身体的侍奉。
This is the service of the body.
所以我们盼望弟兄姊妹们能够早早的报名。
So I hope brothers and sisters can register early.
让我们那些各组的负责弟兄们。
And so those responsible brothers
可以帮我们配搭进去。
Will be able to assign us.
我们需要知道我们要做什么。
So that we will know what we need to do.
你所做的服事是什么。
And to know your own service.
我们不是说他给我这个，那我就去坐在那里。
And not just that something has been given to me and I sit there.
我们手中若是没有任何的工具，没有兵器。
But if we do not have tools and our weapons in our hands,
我们怎能打仗呢？
How can we fight?
弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and
sisters, 时候实在不多。
The time is very short.
主再来的日子很近。
The Lord's return is very near.
他在各教会里面呼召得胜者。
He is calling for overcomers in every single gathering.
每一个教会都需要有得胜者。
Every single gathering needs to have overcomers.
可能有的教会多一点，有的教会少一点。
Some fellowships may have more, some others fewer.
我心中的愿望，
The desire of my heart,
是我们全教会都
is that the entire church will all be overcome.
但我不能帮你做。
I cannot help you do it.
我不能帮你立心愿。
I cannot give the desire to you.
必须你自己醒过来。
You need to be awakened.
我们来唱首诗歌好吗？
Let's sing a hymn.
诗歌274首。
274.
诗歌274首。
274.
我们来唱第一和第二节。
Let's sing just stanza 1 and 2.
我们这就唱第一跟第二节。
Just stanza 1 and 2.
我们请弟兄姊妹一同站立好吗？
Shall we all stand?
我们唱完以后在主面前有点祷告。
And after we sing, let's all have some prayer.
弟兄姊妹们，我在说。
Brothers and sisters, again I say.
这些话不是来光叫我们听的。
These words are not just merely for us to listen to.
我真的盼望这些话能够产生一点功效。
But that these words will have some fruit.
能把我们改变一下。
And change us.
让主更多吸引我。
So that the Lord will attract us more.
主，我感谢你。
Lord, I thank you.
直到今天，你还没有放弃我们。
Even until today, you have not let us go.
主，有很多时候。
There are so many times.
我们的感觉会被你放弃的。
Our feeling is that you have forgotten us.
但看见你施恩的手还在这里。
But Lord, we see that your hand of grace is still here.
你舍不得我们。
That you do not want to let us go.
你还不愿意把我们撇下。
And you don't want to toss us aside.
主啊，让我们每一个人，
so may every one of us,
还有整个聚会，
and the entire church,
能够一同起来，
together rise up,
接受你给我们的呼召，
and accept the calling,
接受得胜的呼召，
to accept the calling of being an overcomer,
接受建造基督身体的呼召，
to accept the calling of one who will establish the body of Christ,
接受预备心腹的呼召，
to receive the calling of preparing,
让我们能够催促你的回来，
so that we would desire for your return.
能够迎接我们王的回来，
and to welcome your return,
我们能够欢欢喜喜进入千年的国度，
that we can rejoice and enter into your kingdom.
主啊，在那国度降临的时候，
and so before that kingdom comes,
不要让我们在黑暗中哀哭切齿，
please do not allow us to weep and gnash our teeth in the darkness.
那个日子很快就来了，
because that day will come soon.
是在国度中欢喜呢，
and so Lord, we want to be in the kingdom.
还是在黑暗中哀哭切齿呢？
Or are we still out in the darkness crying?
求主给我们智慧的心。
So Lord, please give us hearts of wisdom.
做一个上好的选择。
To choose a better portion.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
In your most precious name.
Amen. Amen. Amen.